This is a model of a typical middle or upper-class house at Pompeii. John Clark.
It was a place of business, as well as a place for the family and a place of worship. The front part of the house is organized around the atrium, which would be open to all during business hours, which was from dawn to 2 p.m.
Pompeian businessmen built homes that reflected their affluence. They frequently advertised the source of their wealth on the mosaic floor of their atriums. One even had the words, "Hail Prophet," engraved on his entranceway.
The house is a powerhouse. It's an expression of your prestige and, above all, a place to carry on business at all levels.
The shallow pool in the middle of the atrium collected rainwater from the roof, which was stored in an underground cistern or tank. This made the house self-sustaining for its water supply. The back part of the house was arranged around a garden, which was often surrounded by a colonnade.
That's where the entertainment spaces of the house would have been found. So, someone who enters the house, if they are important enough, would then get past the barrier of slaves and be invited into the back of the house for dinner parties, conversations, more privacy with the owner of the house.